Homicide detectives have arrested a man in relation to the death of an 11-year-old girl in Victoria's northeast. The child's body was found inside her house in Inchbold Street in Wangaratta late yesterday morning. A 29-year-old Mildura man is under police guard in a nearby hospital. Australian rugby fans are celebrating after the Wallabies beat Argentina 29-15 to advance to the World Cup final. Next week's match in London will be the first ever World Cup decider to feature Australia and New Zealand. New South Wales police are on high alert after confirming Australia's most wanted men, Gino and Mark Stocco, are crossing state borders. Police say the father and son stole about $200 worth of petrol on Saturday night from a station at Gundagai in New South Wales. Detectives intend to charge the pair with attempted murder after they shot at officers earlier this month. Work safety investigators will look into a Ferris wheel accident in Western Sydney yesterday that left a teenager with a broken pelvis. The ABC understands three teenage girls were seen shaking their Ferris wheel carriage at a fun park in Liverpool before the carriage door opened, causing them to fall 4 metres to the ground. Dramatic vision has surfaced from Iraq showing the moment 70 hostages were freed from Islamic State last week. An American soldier was killed when US and Kurdish forces stormed a prison in northern Iraq after learning that IS was planning a mass execution. The prison was later destroyed by coalition airstrikes.